Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report presented by Angler New South Africa. I'm your host, Vinesh Zagreem, and this show is brought to you by the King Fisher.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BGNQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
Hello, KZN. We are back with another fishing report for this week, the 25th of March, 2022, and on the back of another long weekend. And as we get into the school holidays, the fishing is really picking up. In fact, it's so fantastic that we got guys up on the North Coast that has never been this happy in a long time. However, there are certain areas where the water conditions are not as favorable, but there is still fish to be caught. But before we get into this week's fishing report, guys, please make sure you click the subscribe or follow button on whichever podcast channel you're listening to the show on and get in touch with us. Let us know what do you feel about the show. Let us know about the fishing areas and how accurate our news is. Because the main objective of the show is to make sure you hit that right fishing spot. So guys, let's kick it off now down on the South Coast, heading off to areas like your Port Edward, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelley Beach, and Port Shepston. These areas on the lower South Coast always seem to amaze me. You can have one week where it's an absolute fire. You know, you cannot miss a fish because it is so good. And yet, a few days later, due to the water conditions and the changing color line, which happens so rapidly, it is absolutely quiet. However, it is not all doom and gloom because although this entire stretch of our lower South Coast line is chocolate brown, we have managed to get some good reports of honeycombs, sandies, and even brown skates that's been caught. There's a lot of scratching still going on, so you know, you can always still get a fish out there. And on the ski boat side, good reports of kuta, some good-sized kuta coming out, as well as your bottom fish, your rockard, and your tuna. So it's not like there's just no fish out there. You can fish, it's just you got to make sure you got some good casting techniques. In fact, this is a good time to practice that long-distance casting. While we're on that South Coast, I've just got the very latest report. In fact, it just came through at about 7 o'clock. The cob is going absolutely berserk at the Wild Coast. So if you're fishing that entire Wild Coast area down under the Steel Bridge, we just got reports that the guys are getting good cob. In fact, they're coming out quite well. You got a bait, you got to get a cob. So now that is the lower South Coast. What about the mid South Coast? Now we head into areas like Scottburgh, Pennington, Park Rennie, where we've got reports where there's been a lot of kuta action if you're fishing off the ski boat, a few tuna, and the bottom fishing has been really quite good as well. In fact, the fishing has been fairly decent off the Scottburgh area because there's also been reports of some brusher, some salmon, your rock salmon, and rock and surf-wise, in between that salmon and brusher, there's also been some good reports of some nice size shad coming out. So fish are growing and the activity is really good. In fact, it's a total contrast of our report last week. However, going down to areas like Amanzimtoti and Warner Beach, it's not so much of fireworks. In fact, it's been pretty quiet, but I'm going to leave Gary from the Kingfisher to tell you all about it. Here is Gary.
Afternoon, chaps, from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. It's Gary here. Very quiet on this side, I'm afraid. The odd flatfish, if you're very lucky, and to be more milk sharks and a couple of shad, but it's really more miss than hit at the moment. We're just sitting tight, like we often do. Yeah, sit tight and look towards the end of the month and just hope that when you go down, you get a couple of pulls. But otherwise, yeah, pretty quiet, chap. So, yeah, go well, and let's see next week what the story is. Okay.
Thank you, Gary. So, guys, unfortunately, not fireworks down there. However, it is something to remember that this is a fishing report, not a fishing forecast. So, with the conditions looking quite favorable this weekend and into the holiday season, and things are starting to pick up in between the Amanz and Toti Warner Beach area, let's hope things turn around over this weekend. Now, this is another point at the show where I'd like to just reiterate where we try to put you onto the most accurate feeding spots. And although sometimes it's not what you really want to hear, unfortunately, it is what it is. However, not too far off from Amanz and Toti is Durban and its surrounding areas. And we've got Mike V, who's quite excited about the fishing reports that he's been getting in. And he also has a report of the Durban Harbor. So this is Mike V from the Kingfisher Durban branch.
How's it, buddy? The Durban North Beaches from Schlanger down have had some edibles on them. A couple grunters and stumpies coming out. I heard of a couple good-sized pompano too. Apparently the one was about 11 kilos. Not 100% sure. There's been some nice flatties around as well for the guys targeting those. All the way Schlanger, Eastmore, Oppenheimer's, that whole side going down. As everyone knows, the basin had some flatfish in it as well in the past week. The bay's got grunters. Some very, very nice grunters have popped up. The kingies and the springer have gone a bit on the quiet side, but grunters, I saw some pictures of some salmon and some snappers. Thanks, my bro.
Thank you, Mike. It's always great to hear from you and to get your feedback of what's happening in Durban and surrounding areas. So Durban is looking good. Now, what about areas like Amschlanga, Amschloti, Balito, and Zinkwazi? Well, we've got Jesse from the Kingfisher Balito branch that is sounding super excited about the fishing that's been going on. In fact, Jesse seems to be on a purple patch because this run is going on from last week. In fact, this week, it sounds even better. Here's it from him.
Morning, Vinesh. I've got some good news again this week. The guys have really, really had some fun over the last week. Surf-based and on the boats, on the skis, all of that. I think the main news to reports from the Westbrook, Tongaat, Balito area currently, though, is the amount of pompano and stumpies coming out. We've had probably the best run of pompano that I've seen in about 2 years. And stumpies, I think the guys are kind of keeping it on the down low at the moment, but I have had increasing reports of guys catching stumpies, and not small fish. I'm talking 2 to 4 kilos, so some good ones. Most of them catching on mussels, on sea lice, and on prawn. So that's good news from the surf. I have heard of a lot of pompano coming out still, and the nice thing is I've seen fish of 9 to 11 kilos coming out, which is phenomenal to hear. And then as far as the skis and the boats go, again, a packed week of cooter fishing. A good couple of tuna came out, a couple of wahoo as well. So things are looking really, really good. If you can find bait, you will catch a cooter. It's as simple as that. So yeah, very good news all around, especially from the Westbrook Balito area, you know. I haven't seen fishing pick up so nicely like this in quite some time. So yeah, definitely something to look forward to in the week to come with the good weather predicted.
Wow, Jesse, that sounds absolutely fantastic. What a good report. Now I'm excited. I know where I'm heading this weekend, especially with words like, if you got a bait, you're going to get a cooter. And with that size stumpies and a lot of them being around, wow. Gosh, looks like we're going to be having rock and surf and ski boat fishing all within that lower north coast area, which sounds fantastic. I've also got some good reports from the Stangers and Kwazi and Tugela, as well as Siola areas, where there's been some fantastic cob activity, as well as the inedible action. In fact, the guy said, if you've got a decent mackerel, you are going to go get a flatty. So north coast, lower north coast, all the way up to Mtanzini has been looking fabulous. Absolutely fantastic right now. But speaking of Mtanzini, I've got Nick with a report, and this is what he had to say about the fishing this past week.
Afternoon, Vinesh. Afternoon, guys. We have had a real shocker of a fishing weekend from the rock and surf point of view. The reeds that arrived from the flood of the Tugela River arrived, I think it was about last Thursday, out at to see. The guys that were fishing Harry's area, Bats, Edwards, that area, were unable to trawl due to the fact that they were catching weeds, which is nice in the beginning. It's great fun, you get a real scream, and then kaboom, you get a reed. No fight. Those reeds arrived on Thursday afternoon late, into Friday through the whole weekend. We had reeds, sticks and logs and trees and plastic and rubbish. making the surf fishing unplayable. Now back to normal, so it's fine. Jan Sandriel, a local legend. He's got some shad, puffy, and some pompona. He doesn't do diamond or flatfish fishing at all. He's a pensioner, but a great character. Anyway, he's easily recognizable on the beach. He sits here with his little umbrella. He digs holes to put his feet in when he baits up. And he's very approachable. So if you're on a holiday or weekend, stop by and say, how's it? And he'll help you with endless tips. At least now the rock and surf's going back to normal, and we're expecting a good weekend fishing, because on Saturday night going through to Sunday morning, we've got a barometer rise from 1006 to 1014. So for the guys that are staying overnight in the Mulalazi Reserve or fishing in the surrounds, it's probably your best time to fish. A lot of guys take barometer fishing very seriously. A rise, or a big rise and a steep drop, creates activity in water or pressure in the water that makes the fish either feed or not feed. So when you see big barometer swings, it's a good time to fish. Oh, the river. The biggest thing is we caught the eel. What I noted over the weekend, that a lot of families were fishing on the river. The river was extremely busy with boats and people picnicking on the side, and it seems they were more focused on the kids having fun. Mulalazi River being one of the last few pristine estuaries left in KZN, is a healthy nursery ground to catch fish. So you can catch every kind of thumb nose, baby. I think three or four different kinds of grunter babies, and the list goes on and on and on. Yeah, so nothing exciting in the river, but the river is alive with little fish. So if you're coming up and you want to fish in the river, fish hard, big baits, you get big fish. Fish hard, little baits, you get little fish. Enjoy your weekend, guys. Till next week.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Always appreciate your honest report. And I'm glad after a tough weekend last week, it's starting to pick up. And especially with the discussion about the barometer fishing. Now that it's swinging in our favor for this weekend, I'm expecting a fantastic report from you next week. So now off to Richards Bay, where the fishing has been fairly decent as well. If you're fishing off the skeeboard side, you can still expect some cooter that's still out over there, as well as the odd tuna. But the highlight of Richards Bay this past week has been the nice size grunters that's been coming out. In fact, I've seen an abundance of grunter coming out from the fishing reports, and guys are very happy having fun with the families, little youngsters catching grunts, female anglers catching grunters and having the time of their lives. So yeah, the Richards Bay Harbor is certainly producing the fish. Now, moving up from Richards Bay, we're off to St. Lucia, where I've got our freshly new contributor. His name is Jeff Ashwood. He was introduced last week, and his reports have been received exceptionally well. Hence, we've got him back, and we are going to keep him, because Jeff absolutely lives and breathes St. Lucia fishing. So this is Jeff and what he had to say about the fishing in St. Lucia this week.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff Ashwood giving you a report on rock and surf angling from St. Lucia. The cold front came and messed up things a bit. Big seas and quite a bad sidewash. But the sea has settled very nicely at the moment. Sadly, not too many big fish around. Heard that there were a few stumpies that came out at Cape Vidal over the long weekend. And then obviously Mission Rocks always producing the odd catfish and cave bass or your reef type fishing. So Lucia itself been very quiet. This morning we dropped a nice size GT. Sadly, we saw the fish in the wave and got reefed shortly after that. But apart from that, folks, yeah, the fishing hasn't been great, but it's always a good place to come and visit. Until the next fish, tight lines, guys.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Guys, this is why we want Jeff on board with us. He's a great contributor. If the fishing is good, he's going to let you know it's good. If it's not so fabulous, he is going to tell you it's not, and he's going to tell you why. So, guys, that rounds off our coastal report for the week. Now for our freshwater report. And what is a freshwater report without Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg? He's been away, he had a fantastic trip, but now he's back and he's got all the news of what's been going on in the freshwater scene. So I'm going to leave it for him to give you our freshwater report for the week.
Hi there, Jan Karabal here from the Kingfisher in Peter Maritzburg. Back on the mic after a week away down south in the magical mountains of the Northeastern Cape, where I was guiding for the Wild Trout Association Festival, which takes place annually at the end of March in the village of Rhodes. We went down to some pretty high waters at the rivers fined off and cleaned up very nicely for the festival, and some excellent fishing was had. It's a great event for any trout stream anglers to consider for the future. As I last reported, morning temperatures are definitely on the downward slope here in the Midlands. We're now sitting at the low tens with good moisture levels, and I suspect that we're in for a proper winter, and I'm hoping, fingers crossed here, for some good snow this year. The rains are tapping off, and this can be witnessed by the decline in the overflow of Midmar Dam. It's just a percentage point down, but certainly very noticeable. That being said, all of the dams in the Midlands are still sitting at over 100% full supply level, which is very good news as we enter the long dry spell of winter. With many of the Midlands trout waters now dipping below the 20 degree sea mark, last week the Natal Fly Fishers Club reopened at Stillwaters. The anglers have been out in force, and some excellent fish in the 4 to 5 pound, that is 2 kilogram mark, have been reported, with the woolly bugger in either olive or black livery being the fly of choice currently. The winter Stillwater anglers now await the water temperature to drop now down to the magical 16 degree mark, when fish will start feeding up properly for the winter. The local river is also starting to fine off, and both the trout and yellowfish, that is Natal Scaly anglers, have been getting some time on their favorite moving waters. While there's still some rain in the forecast for the next week or so, conditions will only improve in the next couple of weeks as we get closer to winter, and we can expect some excellent autumn fishing as the rivers are in the best possible condition currently. For the bass anglers, Albert Falls Dam is still proving to be very tough, and word on the water is that fish will take quite some time still to adapt to the new water levels. A report from a shop customer this morning, however, did say that there are plenty of tilapia around, so if that's your game, he said it was virtually cast for cast, and you can't ask for much better than that. Midmar is again fishing much better, and there was a recent report that noted a catch of a smallmouth bass. While there have been some previous reports, they do appear to be a once-in-a-blue-moon fish, and in this case, it was a pumpkin green senko was the perpetrator that lured the beast. There are reports also of plenty of carp and barbel, which are close to the surface and readily active and happy to take any baits and lures. For the serpentine yellowfish anglers, the spawning season is pretty much all but over, and the fishing has been tough for the last couple of weeks. While there are still fish to be seen, they are simply just not feeding. We should still be seeing some termite clashes going on present, but local guide David Weaver reports that even the Amur falcons have left. They normally stick around to carbo load on termites before their long stop flight back to the Indian subcontinent, but they are nowhere to be seen. Also, the cosmos in the surrounding lands is in full flower, which traditionally also marks the end of the season. In summary, Dave reports that it's time to dry your fly boxes, clean your lines, oil your reels, loosen your drags, and dream of next summer. Something which no doubt I will be reporting on at the end of next month, or that is end of May, when the trout streams close for winter as well. But in the meantime, guys, tight lines.
Wow, Jan, what a fantastic report. What a detailed report. We really missed you last week, and your attention to detail was really missed. And we are so glad you are back. So guys, that brings us to the end of this week's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it gets you into the right feeding zone. And yeah, majority of the KZN coastline is looking fantastic to fish for this upcoming holidays, the long weekends, the public holidays that are coming up. So clearly we have no reason to not have our rods bending over our next few fishing sessions. Guys, once again, it's been fantastic being with you. It's been fantastic delivering these fishing reports. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. And please remember, hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button, and get in touch with us. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know whether we're getting you into those feeding zones. Your feedback is only going to make us more successful at what we do. So one last shout out before we end the show, and that shout out is to the Kingfisher for making the show possible and getting us these fishing reports. Don't forget to go onto their website to check out their trading hours and to find their stores along KZN. And with that, I am geared up to go and fish the North Coast, because that is my hotspots for this weekend. And until then, for Angler New South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.